Always fun with the children's sermon. Am I still on here? Yes? No? Yes. There we go. Never know what's going to come out of the mouth of kids. We're going to talk today about the idea of being selfless or other-centered.
今天我们要讲的主题是怎么样能让不是那么就是自私，而是关注别人的需要。
I believe that in every relationship we have, we all ask ourselves an essential question in that relationship.
不论我们跟什么人建立一种什么样的关系，我们都会问一个非常核心的问题。
And that every interaction we have with another person presents us with an opportunity to ask the same question.
我们每次和别人互动的时候，我们都会有机会能够问同样的问题。
And the question is this, will it be you first or me first?
这个问题就是说是你先来还是我先来?
If you're married, you know these questions because you ask them every day, whether you ask them out loud or you're thinking it in your mind.
如果你们结了婚，你们可能每天都在问同样的问题，有时候可能不说出来，就在心里面问。
Who's going to wash the dishes tonight?
今天晚上谁洗碗呢?
Who's going to go pick up the kids?
谁去接孩子?
Whose way are we going to follow, my way or your way?
按着谁的方式行呢? 是按着我的方法还是你的方法?
We have these give and takes at work when we're working.
我们每次都是这样斤斤计较。
Am I going to get my way, or am I going to yield to you and let you have your way?
是让你听我的还是我听你的?
Sometimes we argue over possessions.
还是我们自己的一些东西。
Is this mine or is it yours?
我的还是你的?
One person described three-year-olds coming around a group of toys and playing with those toys together.
就像三岁的小孩看见一堆玩具就去玩。
They said these are the rules for three-year-olds.
如果是三岁的孩子，他们有一些个规则。
If I see a toy and I like it, then it's mine.
如果我看到一个我喜欢的玩具，那就是我的。
If I can take it away from you, then it's mine.
如果我能从你手里抢过来，那也是我的。
If I saw it first, then it's mine.
如果我先看见的，就是我的。
If I say it's mine, then it's mine.
如果我说这是我的，那就是我的。
If you're having fun with it, it's definitely mine.
如果你觉得这很好玩，那也是我的。
If you lay it down for a second, then it's mine.
如果你把这个玩具放下一会儿，那也是我的。
But then if you break it, it's yours.
但如果你把它搞坏了，那就是你的了。
And if you have young kids, you know that those rules are so true.
如果你们有小小孩的话，你们就知道他们真的是这样，就这些规矩了。
What's sad is that three-year-olds grew up to be 13-year-olds, 23-year-olds, 33 and 43-year-olds.
但是三岁的孩子总会长到13岁、30岁。
And sometimes we still act like that. We still deal with selfishness.
可是不幸的是，他们长大以后也是这样行事为人的。
We still choose me first more than you first, oftentimes.
我们经常也是关注于自己的利益多于别人的利益。
One of my favorite authors is a Christian business writer named John Maxwell.
牧师他有一个很喜欢的作家。
And he wrote about a visit he had with his granddaughters.
他写了一些事情关于他和他的孙女。
They were 3 and 4 years old.
他们有两个孙女是三岁和四岁。
He said they asked him all weekend, Grandpa, can you take us here? Grandpa, can you buy this for us?
他们一整个周末都在跟他的爷爷说，爷爷，你们带我去这儿吧，你给我买这个东西吧。
Grandpa, I want this. Grandpa, I want that.
说爷爷，我想要这个，我想要那个。
He said by the end of the weekend, he noticed never once had they asked him, can we do something for you?
他就意识到说整个一个周末，这个两个孩子没有问过一句话，说爷爷，你想要什么呢？
He said as I thought about it, I realized that's three-year-olds. They're selfish. They're not going to ask me how I'm doing.
这个作家想了想说，因为这个孩子才三岁，他们还不懂，所以呢，只关注于自己的事情。
But you would hope that by the time we grow older, that we are more concerned for other people and not just ourselves.
但是他说，当我们长大的时候，希望人们可以不再这么关注自己的事情，而去关注一下别人的事情。
We talk a lot about sin in the church, and sin essentially is selfishness.
我们在教会里很多时候要谈到罪，罪性很多时候都表现在自私。
It's saying, I want to do what I want to do. It doesn't matter what God thinks. It doesn't matter how it's going to influence you.
表现在我想做什么就做什么，不管神想不想让我做，不管这样做会对别人产生什么后果。
And this is a large majority of the culture of our day. It doesn't matter if you're in China or the United States or anywhere else. Most of our world says, go ahead, please yourself. It's all about you.
在今天，不论你身处美国还是中国，世上大多数的文化环境都是这样教育你的：说你就去争取你自己的利益，不管结果怎么样。
But opposite to this whole movement of the world is Jesus, and Jesus said, "I came to serve, not to be served."
但是与这种占据世界上绝大多数文化的这种观念相反的，就是我们的主耶稣。主耶稣来了，告诉我们说他来是来服侍人的。
He said radical statements like the way for you to find your life is to lose it.
他说的一些话非常的激进，比如说要得到生命必须先失掉生命。
He who wants to be the greatest should act like the least and should be a servant.
比如说你要想当最大的，必须要先从最小的做起。
And so Jesus's way of living and the way of life he calls us to as Christ followers is radically different from the culture that we live in.
所以耶稣他的生活方式还有他呼召我们去从事的生活方式是和这个世上的生活方式截然不同的。
But Jesus wants to transform us and make us more selfless and more other-centered in our lives.
耶稣基督想把我们变成更加无私的人。
Author Rick Warren, who wrote a book called The Purpose-Driven Life in 2002, it was an amazing phenomenon that this book sold 30 million copies.
Rick Warren 在2002年写了一本畅销书叫做《标杆人生》，这本书呢卖掉了有1000万册。
What's most amazing about it, it was the best-selling Christian book of all time,But the first four words of the book were some of the most shocking words that any book has ever started with.
这本全世界的畅销书开篇就以一句话开始，前面四个字就是非常让人震惊。
It wasn't a real feel-good kind of a message.
这句话不是那种说出来能让你觉得自我感觉良好的话。
He simply said, "It's not about you."
这句话说，这不是关于你的。
Life is not all about you.
生活不是仅仅关于你自己。
And no matter how much we act like it is sometimes, deep inside, all of us know that is true, that it's not about us.
尽管很多时间人们做出来的事情好像都是关于每个人自己，但是深层却不是这样的。
And I believe that millions and millions of people who bought that book were searching for something different than this whole idea that the world has thrown out, that it's all about you.
所以我们相信成千上万的买了那本书的人，他们其实是很想找到一个答案，说这个世界到底是关于什么。
Go to the best school, get the best job, make the most amount of money, buy all the toys, the latest toys that you can possibly buy.
是不是就上最好的学校，找到最好的工作，挣很多钱，能够买到世上最好的玩具。
Become the best looking and find the best looking person to marry you.
自己成为最漂亮的人，并且找到一个漂亮的配偶。
And millions and millions of people read those words and said,That path of life has not brought me the fulfillment and the happiness and the purpose that I thought it would.
这个读过这本书的人意识到，这些事情并不能带给他们人生的成就感和满足幸福。
It makes sense that if God created life and He's told us that the best way to live life is the way that Jesus came and modeled life for us, then following him is going to align our life with God's plan for our life.
神告诉我们，在这世上生活最好的方式就是效仿耶稣，按照他的方式生活，只有这样才能够按照神创造我们那个美好的计划而行。
So we're going to look today at a couple passages that show how Jesus served, how Jesus thought of others above himself, how he models this idea of being selfless for us.
我们今天看几处经节，看看耶稣基督是怎样教导我们如何去克服自己的自私，如何能够以别人的事情为先。
The amazing thing is Jesus didn't have to do this.
耶稣他并不是说非得这样做不可。
He was God. He's holy. He's mighty. He's majestic.
他是神，他是有大能的。
Jesus didn't need to come and serve. He didn't need to come and die for us.
他完全不需要来到这个世界上为我们服务，为我们死。
He could have commanded us just to follow him.
他就是命令我们去跟从他就好了。
But God wants a relationship of love with you and I as his creation.
但是神希望和我们和他的创造的人建立一种爱的关系。
He wants us to follow him and love him not out of fear or duty, but because we love him back for all that he's done for us.
他希望我们去爱他，并不是出于恐惧，而是出于这种真诚的爱。
And Jesus lived his whole life looking out for the interests of others above himself.
耶稣基督的一生都是为了别人而活的。
He healed people. He taught them. He kept going when he was exhausted.
他医治那些有伤痛的人，他给他们赶鬼，给他们治病。
When he was on his way one place, if someone would stop him, he'd stop and he'd listen to them and he'd meet their needs right there on the spot.
当他走在路上的时候，人们会拦住他，向他诉苦，他就耐心的倾听，给他们医治。
And then we see the last day or two of Jesus's physical life on this earth before he was crucified and resurrected.
所以我们来看一看耶稣在这世上最后几天的生活。
And the night before he was tried and crucified, he gathered his disciples together and they had a meal. And he introduced the idea of communion, the Lord's Supper.
在他上十字架之前的那个晚上，他和他的门徒一起吃了晚饭。告诉他们，圣餐的这个事情。
What an amazing object lesson and a visual picture for us today to take that piece of bread and that juice and remember Jesus gave his life for us. He gave.
他用很生动的方式展现给我们，用这个饼和杯的方式让我们牢记，他来到世上是给了我们他的生命。
An equally dramatic picture that we don't celebrate in church most of the time.
但是还有一幅画面也是非常非常戏剧性的，但是今天在教会很少提到。
Was right before communion, Jesus got up and he went around to the disciples at the table and he took a basin of water and he washed their feet.
就在吃晚饭之前，他拿着一盆水。到他的门徒面前，逐个给他们洗脚。
The God of the universe stooped down and washed the dirt and the grime off of the disciples' feet.
这个宇宙的主宰竟然屈尊跪下来给他的门徒洗脚，洗掉他们脚上的灰尘和泥土。
That's how other-centered Jesus was. That's how much he cared for others.
就是给我们展现了一幅画面，是耶稣基督他如何替别人着想的。
And then he's arrested, and he's tried, and he's led to the cross, and he's crucified on the cross. And we see out of the seven last statements that Jesus said, three of them we're going to look at this afternoon are the most other-centered, selfless kind of thinking as he's dying on the cross, how he's caring for other people at the same time.
然后耶稣就被捕了，他被钉在十字架上。在他临终前，他说了七句话，这七句话当中也彰显了耶稣他如何为他人着想。
The first passage is in John chapter 19.
我们看一看第一处经节，就在约翰福音十九章。
And it's 25 to 27.
25到27节。
It says, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene.
站在耶稣十架旁边的有他的母亲与他母亲的姊妹，并格罗巴的妻子玛利亚和抹大拉的玛利亚。
When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, Woman, here is your son. And to the disciple, Here is your mother. From that time on, this disciple took her into his home.
耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说，母亲，看你的儿子，又对那门徒说，看你的母亲。从此那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
Imagine that you're Jesus for a minute.
现在想象一下，你就是耶稣。
You're on the cross. You're in excruciating pain.
你被挂在十字架上，正在经受非常非常巨大的痛苦。
All of our sin is on you, and it's being punished there by God.
世人所有的罪都压在他的身上，接受神的惩罚。
One of your close friends was the one who betrayed you, Judas.
你的最好的朋友之一犹大竟然背叛了你。
Another one of your closest friends, Peter, had just denied that he even knew you and ran away.
还有一个非常好的朋友彼得竟然不认你。
And you look down from the cross, and there's your mother, Mary.
然后你再从十字架上往下看，看到你的母亲玛利亚。
Joseph most likely was dead by then.
约瑟那时候可能已经去世了。
Nothing is ever mentioned in the Bible about Joseph after Jesus grew up, and most church historians believe that he died in somewhere along the line in Jesus' childhood.
圣经里面在耶稣长大以后就没有提到过耶稣的父亲约瑟。很多教会都认为他那时候可能已经去世了。
So here is Mary, and then next to Mary, he looks, and there is the disciple whom Jesus loved. We see the description.
那时他看到玛利亚，而且还有他最爱的一个门徒站在旁边。
The disciple whom Jesus loved just happened to be John, who was writing this account.
耶稣最爱的门徒其实就是约翰，也就是写这篇福音书的人。
John frequently refers to himself in the Gospel of John as, "I'm the one whom Jesus loves."
约翰在他的约翰福音里面反复提到。说自己是耶稣所爱的门徒。
John was a faithful disciple and an amazing writer. He probably could have used a little more humility sometimes.
约翰他是一个非常有信心的人，也是个很好的作家，但是也许有时候他可能会自谦一下。
But Jesus looks from the cross and sees his mother and sees his close friend, and he brings them together, just as the cross brings Christians together today.
所以耶稣在十字架上看到一边是他母亲玛利亚，一边是他的门徒约翰，他就把两个人来召集在一起，也就像他的十字架把世上的基督徒召集在一起一样。
He recognizes that Mary will need somebody to take care of her and says, John, would you be a son to Mary and care for her?
因为耶稣知道玛利亚需要人照顾，所以他就问约翰说，你愿不愿意照顾我的妈妈？
And Mary, would you love John like you loved me?
他也问玛利亚说，你愿不愿意爱约翰就像爱我一样呢？
An amazing picture of caring for others, even in the midst of his own pain.
即使在他的巨大的痛苦当中，耶稣也向我们展现了他是如此的关爱世人。
Let's look at a second passage from Luke 23.
下面要看的是路加二十三。
Each of the Gospels describe different aspects of Jesus' life and his death on the cross.
每一本福音书都向我们展现了耶稣他不同的一些方面。
In Luke, we see Jesus uttering two of the other last statements that he makes from the cross.
在路加福音，我们看一看耶稣在十字架上说的另外两句话。
In Luke 23:33,
23章32节。
Says when they came to the place called the skull, they crucified Jesus there along with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left.
到了一个地方名叫骷髅地，就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。
Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots.
当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。兵丁就拈阄分他的衣服。
Who were the them that Jesus wanted the Father to forgive?
耶稣想让天父赦免的是谁呢？他们指谁？
It's the Jewish leaders who had betrayed him, who had attacked him, who pushed so hard that they wanted him to be crucified.
他是指那些迫害他致死的犹太教的领袖。
It was the Romans who had actually driven the nails into his hands and had brought him there under force.
是指那些把钉子钉到他的手上的罗马的兵丁。
As Jesus is dying and being put to death, he's forgiving the very people that are putting him to death.
当耶稣被人处死，他在濒死的时候，他要赦免的竟然是那些把他处死的人。
And a second amazing picture of caring for the needs of others, not just your own.
另外还有一幅画面也向我们展示了耶稣如何关心别人的需要。
If you look just a couple of verses down in Luke 23, you'll see the third instance of Jesus' amazing other-centeredness.
接着往下再念几节。
These two criminals are on his side, and it says, one of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at Jesus, saying, "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." Verse 39.
Verse 39, okay. 那同钉的两个犯人有一个讥笑他说，你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。
But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly for what we are getting, what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong."
那一个就应声责备他说，你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？我们是应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称。但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
就说耶稣啊，你的国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
Jesus answered him, "Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
Jesus said, "I did not come to be served, but to serve."
耶稣说，我来不是要被你们服侍，而是要来侍奉你们。
With one of the last breaths that he breathed, he forgave the sins of a criminal and brought him into heaven with him.
他咽最后一口气的时候，竟然赦免了两个罪犯，并且把他们一同带入天堂。
As I think about that, that would be the most incredible way to die.
那真是一个非常不可思议的死的方式。
To know that right before you die, you're able to help somebody else become a Christian, have their sins forgiven, and that they're going to go to heaven with you.
在你马上就要死的时候，竟然知道说还有两个人，你还可以救他们的灵魂，带他们进天堂。
But it all comes back to how do you approach relationships? Me first or you first?
所以我们回头再来看一看，怎么样在与人相处的时候鉴定这个关系呢？是我先还是你先？
How many of you like to go out to eat to a restaurant?
你们多少人喜欢去外面吃饭？
This little guy in the back does. He's ready for lunch already. So when you go to a restaurant, especially if it's a nice restaurant, the waiter may come over with a nice white napkin and sort of tuck it into your shirt like this so you won't get any wine or steak or fish or whatever you're eating, you know, on yourself.
你如果去一个很好的饭店吃饭，那个侍者会马上过来，把一块这个布放在你的这个领子上，以防你掉了什么渣子什么的。
And you're here at this nice restaurant, and you're basically saying, "All right, here I am."
然后你去了这个饭店，你就说，哎，我来了。
You're saying, "Serve me."
你一进去的意思就是说，你们来给我服务。
Take care of my needs.
来为我的需要给我服务。
I want you here quickly. I want you to cook my food well.
我希望你们快点来给我服务，把我的食物马上端上来。
I'm ready to be served.
我来就是被你们服务的。
On the other side of that relationship.
在这种关系的另一方面。
There is a man or a woman standing like this.
有一个男人或女人，他们是这个样子。
And they come up to you and they say to you, "I'm here to serve you."
他们过来到你面前说，我是来为你服务的。
Would you like some water? Would you like something from the bar?
你要不要喝水？要不要喝酒？
I want to make sure your dinner is cooked exactly the way you want it. What kind of salad dressing would you like on your salad?
我想向你肯定说啊，把你的食物做的就像你想要的那个样子。你想吃什么，我就给你端什么。
Would you like some freshly ground pepper on your dinner?
要不要什么那个 pepper？ 哎呀。
Gotcha. And so they're there to serve you.
他们就是来给你服务的。
Those waiters and waitresses, they want nothing more but to please you and serve you and make sure that you have the best experience possible.
他们的工作就是给把你服务的好好的，让你觉得你感受到这个非常好的服务。
Why do they do that?
为什么他们要这样做呢？
Because they care so deeply about you and they want you to have a wonderful experience.
因为他们关心你，想让你有一个非常好的体验。
They also want you to leave them a very large tip.
他们也想让你给他付很多的小费。
But you and I have a choice every time we enter into a relationship with someone or have an interaction with someone.
但是你和我，我们每次与人交往的时候，我们都有一个选择。
Could be your husband, your wife, your parents, somebody at work, someone on the road while you're driving. Do you come with this kind of attitude? Hey, it's all about me. You're here to serve me.
当你们做先生、做太太、做父母、做一些做比如说开车干什么事情的时候，你们难道是以这种态度出现吗？是说来，你们来为我服务。
Or do you walk in with this kind of attitude? I'm here to serve you.
还是说你去以这种面貌出现，去想去服侍别人？
So let me ask this question of you: Why not me first?
所以就问大家一个问题：为什么不能我先来呢？
Our whole world is basically pursuing me first kind of a philosophy.
因为整个世界都是用这种哲学来行事的，都是说我先来。
This passage we read earlier as a scripture reading from Philippians 2:3-5 gives us some great answers.
我们刚刚读到的腓立比书二章三到四节给了我们很好的答案。
We don't have anybody doing PowerPoint anymore. I guess we could put that back up there. Let's read it. Philippians 2:3-5.Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Jesus Christ.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
So this is God's instructions to us. Jesus himself said, right after he washed the disciples' feet, he said, "Now I've set you an example. Go and serve one another."
这就是神对我们的教导。当耶稣去给门徒洗脚的时候，他就向我们显明了，你们是要去服侍别人的。
So why not me first? Well, God says that that's not the way He created life. And if you want to please God, then you serve others first.
所以为什么不凡事我先来呢？答案就是因为那不是神造我们的本意。神造我们的本意是我们要去服侍他人。
And then Christian love sees everyone you meet as worthy of giving preferential treatment to. Putting them above yourself. Everyone is worthy.
就是说在基督徒的眼里，每一个世上每一个人都是值得我们去付出的。
And when you say you first instead of me first, God wants to be the first you that you put first in your life over yourself.
当我们想你我先还是你先的时候，我们要知道神是我们最先考虑的。
One of the other reasons to pursue a you first philosophy is that God has given you much that others need. They need what you have in your life.
另外一个原因让我们去服侍别人是因为神给了我们足够多的好的东西，我们可以给别人给很多很好的东西。
He's given you gifts and abilities and resources and experiences, and He wants you to be a blessing to other people.
神给了我们很多恩赐，他希望我们用这些恩赐去给别人带来祝福。
Another reason to pursue a you first philosophy rather than me first is.That your life will develop in a better direction when we do that.
另外还有一个原因就是，当你以别人的事情为先的时候，你的生活其实会向一个更好的方向发展。
If you got a little sermon outline when you came in, there's two diagrams on that outline.
有一个仆人的一个
Drawings.
有一个就是说，告诉你怎么样做仆人的这么一个画面。
One of those shows a little spiral, and it starts on the outside and comes spiraling to the inside.
就是一个螺旋的形状，从外面开始往里面转。
That represents the life that says me first.
这个图画代表的就是以自我为中心的一个生活。
I'm at the center of my life, and all life is all about me.
我就是我生活的中心，所有事情都是围着我转的。
And in most social interactions, I'm going to seek to have my way be done and to get what I want out of life.
每次与人打交道的时候，我都要争取按照我的方式去做。
The problem is that circle illustrates is your life becomes smaller and smaller the more you pursue that philosophy.
问题是这个螺旋就越转越小，越转越小。
More and more people get shut out of your life because nobody really likes to be around a person who says that life is all about me.
越来越多的人选择离你而去，因为人们都不喜欢一个只是为了自己而活的人。
There's a great American business person a number of years ago named Dale Carnegie.
以前有一个很出名的生意人戴尔·卡内基。
There's a famous place in New York called Carnegie Hall, named after him.
纽约城里有一个大的厅叫卡内基中心，就是以他命名的。
He said, "You will make more friends in 2 months by becoming interested in other people than you can in 2 years by getting them to be interested in you."
他说，如果你想让别人对你，他说你如果想要交朋友的话，你在2个月之中交到的朋友，如果你是表现出对别人感兴趣，那么你在2个月之中交到的朋友会比你。只想让别人对你感兴趣，这样在2年中交到的朋友还多。
If you want to gain friends, if you want to have a life that is rich with people in your life, then being other-centered, putting you first, is far more effective than always putting me first.
如果你想拥有一个就是有很多朋友的生活的话，那么如果你多替别人考虑。你就会交到更多的朋友。
And a last reason to pursue the you first philosophy over me first is that God will be pleased and he will be made known by your lifestyle.
还有一个原因就是如果你处处从别人的角度出发的话，那么神他也会喜悦，并且神的名也会因你的行为而得到荣耀。
By living with a you first philosophy, the Jesus philosophy, you present an attractive picture of God to the world as a Christian.
当你用这种方式生活的话，人们从你的生活中能看到主耶稣。
As your life is changed and you live that out, people will be intrigued. What's the difference? What's going on inside of you that's making you so loving and so giving and so unlike other people?
当你的生命这样像这种方向改变的话，人们就会觉得非常想知道说是什么能使你有这样好的改变呢？他们就会发现有神的做工。
There is a church which I believe to be the largest church in the world today. It's in South Korea.
今天在南韩有一个全世界最大的教会。
And the pastor there, Pastor Cho, has had a philosophy of reaching out to people in the city around their church.
那个教会的主任牧师他有一个战略，就是去怎么样能够把人招到教会里来。
The last estimate I heard a while back was that their church had 500,000 people in it.
牧师上次看到数据说这个教会里可能有50万人。
A little bit bigger than your church or mine. Half a million.
比你我的教会都稍微大一点。
Imagine trying to get them all in here for a service.
想想如果他们全都来我们这儿敬拜会是什么样。
They have thousands and thousands of small group Bible studies that meet all over the city.
他们在全城有好几千个聚会的场所。
And they encourage people to get out into the city around them and to show Christ's love for others in tangible ways.
他们鼓励会众到这个城市的各个地方去向这些人来彰显神的爱，以这种很实际的方式向他们彰显神的爱。
As they do these random acts of kindness to others, giving somebody a bottle of water, paying their meter on a subway.
当他们出去做这些善事的时候，比如说递给别人一瓶水啊，帮人付一次地铁车票啊，就这种事情的时候。
The inevitable question from people is, why are you doing this?
那么那些人就不可避免的会问说，你们为什么要这样做？
And they will say this same response.
他们的回答都是一样的。
Which I love. I think it's a great response.
牧师很喜欢他这个回答。
They say, Jesus came to serve me, and now he sent me to serve you.
他们说耶稣来给我服务，所以他也让我为你服务。
Christ is made known.
以这样的方式，主耶稣基督就被世人所认识了。
People see the Jesus life being lived out in a very attractive way.
世人见到耶稣基督，他活生生的活在他们的生活当中。
And thousands and thousands of people have become Christians and joined that church.
就是这样，成千上万的人来到这个教会，成为这个教会的基督徒。
If you turn your sermon outline over,
如果你们把这个讲章
you find nothing.
讲章翻到后面，你看到后面什么也没有。
So you can write your own sermon application there.
就是为了你们自己来写一下你们的应用。
Just like we all have apps on our phones, this is the sermon app for the week.
就像你们手机上的那些个小的那些应用的程序，你们这个就是你们的应用的指导。
If you're driving this week, how can you put others first?
你们下周在开车的时候，怎么样考就是以别人的角度出发来考虑问题呢？
If you're married this week, how will you put your spouse first?
如果你们是已婚的人士，那么怎么样从你们的这个配偶的角度来思考呢？
If you're single, how will you find someone to help this week?
如果你还没有结婚，那么你也会找到一些需要你帮助的人。
If you're a student, how can you help to maybe put your parent or even your brother or sister's needs first above yours?
如果你还是一个学生，那么你也可以把父母的利益放在前面，或者把你的兄弟姐妹的利益放在前面。
Jesus' way is a beautiful way to live.
耶稣的生活方式是一个很美丽的生活方式。
Let me close with this story.
我们节目再讲一个故事。
I'll probably just pause and let you catch up, so I should have given this to you. It's a story about a little boy named Chad who was kind of a very quiet little boy and didn't have a whole lot of friends.
有个小男孩叫 Chad, 他非常的安静，没有什么朋友。
One day he came home from school and he told his mother that it was Valentine's Day and he decided he wanted to make a Valentine for every student in his class.
有一天他放学回家跟他妈妈说因为情人节要到了所以他要给班里的每一个同学都做一个情人节礼物。
His mother's heart just sank because she knew that he probably wasn't going to get very many Valentines because he wasn't a very popular kid in his class.
他妈妈就心情不太好因为他知道自己的儿子没有什么朋友他就担心说他给了礼物他可能收不到什么回报。
She'd watch the students walk home from school and she'd see them all laughing and having a good time and he'd be by himself behind everybody else.
因为他看到放学的时候别的同学都成群结队有说有笑只有他儿子一个人在后面自己走回来。
But she decided she'd go along with her son and so she bought him paper and supplies and he painstakingly spent several weeks making Valentine cards for all 35 students in his class.
但是他还是要支持他的儿子所以他就给他买来了那些卡片啊什么的。然后这个小男孩他就花了好几个星期的时间辛辛苦苦的给班上35个同学每人都准备了一个就是这个情人节的卡片。
Valentine's Day came, and Chad was so excited. He gathered all his cards together, put them in a big bag, and he raced off to school.
情人节到了这个小孩非常的兴奋把这些卡片都放在一个大袋子里面非常高兴就去上学了。
His mother was so worried about how disappointed he'd be when he didn't get very many or perhaps no Valentines, so she made him his favorite cookies and had this dessert waiting for him right when he came home.
他妈妈就很担心说这个小孩到了学校以后如果没有同学没有给他礼物他会心情很不好所以就特意给他烤了他最喜欢吃的饼干啊蛋糕什么的等他回来。
She looked out the window and saw the students walking down the sidewalk and sure enough, just like there always were, there was a big group of students and they were all laughing and playing and Chad came by himself behind them.
他放学的时候从窗户看到那些小朋友回来了像往常一样就是前面成群结队有说有笑的他儿子一个人在后面走。
He walked a little faster than usual that day.
但是那天他儿子走得比平时快一点点。
As he walked in the house, she expected him to just burst into tears.
他的小孩进屋的时候这个妈妈原来以为这个孩子一进屋就会哭的。
She noticed that his arms were empty. He had nothing that he'd brought home from school.
因为他看到他小孩子手里面空空的什么也没有拿。
Trying to hold back her own tears, she said, hey, mommy's giving you some you know, your favorite cookies here. And he didn't even listen to her.
这个妈妈她自己就强忍着眼泪说哎呀妈妈给你做了好吃的。
He marched right on by, his face was aglow, and all he could say was, not a one, not a one.
这个小朋友他说他就自己就说没有一个没有一个。
As his mother's heart sank with disappointment for her child, he added this line.
他妈妈就是心里面很不好受但是他就说了一句话。
He said, I didn't forget one student, not a single one.They all got a card from me.
这个小孩就说没有一个没有一个他接着说我一个都没有忘每个人都给他们卡片了。
The lesson Chad learned that day is the lesson that Jesus teaches us.
这个小孩子就教给我们一个耶稣的教给我们的功课。
It's the way of giving, not of taking.
这就是一个去给予的人生而不是去索取的人生。
And the reality is that some of us may go out and put others first this week, and they may not treat us any better than they always have treated us.
事实情况是，如果你下周去，去为别人服务，你也许收不到什么回报。
It would be nice to think that the next year Chad got a whole lot of Valentines, but maybe he didn't. Maybe he still didn't get any Valentines.
你们也许会希望这个小男孩第二年会收到很多的情人节礼物，但是也许他收不到什么礼物。
Maybe you'll put somebody else first in school or work this week, and they'll just keep taking advantage of you.
也许你下一周在学校为了别人的好处去行事，但是他们却持续不断的来这个占你的便宜。
But some will appreciate it, and some will respond.
有的人会会欣赏，会喜欢。
Jesus had a thief on either side of him.
耶稣两边各有一个强盗。
One thief was wanting to be forgiven, and Jesus forgave him, and he brought him into heaven.
有一个强盗希望能够罪被赦免，耶稣就赦免了他，带他同进天堂。
The other thief rejected Jesus and his offer.And continued on his path to hell.
另外一个强盗，他拒绝了耶稣。
But Jesus has called us to take that road, no matter what the response.
但是耶稣他想让我们知道，就是说，无论别人对你怎么样，你也要用这种方式生活。
The road of you first over me first.
这个生活方式就是说。别人在先，自己在后。
So let's pray that God would help us to apply His word into our lives this week.
让我们来祷告，祈求神来带领我们。
Lord, I thank you this day for your great love for us.
主啊，感谢你给我们的大爱。
Thank you for sending Jesus.
感谢你赐给我们耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus, that you gave and gave and gave, and now you've called us to give as well.
主啊，感谢你来到世上，不停地给，你也来帮助我们去给。
Help us to remember every day that the way to truly find our life is to give it to others and to give it to you.
求你带领我们记住，我们生命中的每一天的目的就是去给出。
And would you empower us to live putting others first, and most of all, to put you first every day this week?
求你给我们这个能力，让我们能够从别人以别人的利益为先，并且处处都是先思考你会怎么样做。
We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们以耶稣基督的名求。